The day was filled with restlessness. I could not reconcile my own realities from that of my dream. Daxter, the goat man, felt so real to me, and even more so, Meyermouth. Their conversation plagued my thoughts until I once more found myself lying in bed. My eyes stared blankly up at the ceiling until I once again fell asleep. And as I slept, I began to dream. I dreamed of a world that had struck my waking thoughts for the day. And in this dream, I saw that Daxter was slowly moving through a cave. I did not know where this cave was, or even of its purpose. But then I heard the terrible voice of Meyermouth proclaim,
"We are nearing our destination, O lustful one."
I shall believe those words when they have been proven. For all I know, you are leading me towards a deadly fate.
It is not my wish to do so. I wish to please you. I have dedicated myself to doing so.
Your words drip with deceit.
Only because I am deceitful by nature. Even so, I wish to fulfill your desires by the will of the Fat Rat.
By dragging me into a cave that leads to nowhere.
I beseech thee to humor this vile rodent a bit further. I am your servant.
That is yet to be seen. Part of me wishes I had simply stayed home and ignored these ridiculous claims of... What is that?
Look closely. No harm will befall you.
And so it happened that I saw in my dream that Daxter beheld a chamber lit by firelight. And within this chamber were erected phallic symbols of every animal and variety. Toys and various implements of torture were present, but in the center of this chamber, there was what can only be described as a ghost. The ghost, in fact, of a rabbit who stood very still and looked the goat man in the eyes. And, thusly, the ghost spoke in a voice I cannot yet shake from my mind.
"Do not be afraid. I am only a horny spirit who wishes to share his wisdom with you.
A spirit of lust, a spirit in the eternal servitude of Maximus.
Your eyes are not deceived. You will see me because you wish to see the truth. And Daxter, I am the truth."
"And Meyermouth, do you also see this ghostly rabbit?"
"Meyermouth sees it. And so much more."
"Who are you, spirit?"
"I am Lepus, and I very much want to please you. Come, disrobe yourself. Join with me."
"Join with him."
"I shall join with you."
Trapped within the sleep, unable to open my eyes, I saw Daxter approach the glowing spirit of the rabbit. Lipus soon engulfed him in a spiritual lust that I had never seen. And as it happened, in the back of my mind, I could hear the sickly snickers of Mirrormouth as the rat watched his plans unfurl.